愿大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
我们请来看诗篇二十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm 29。
诗篇的二十九篇。
Psalm 29。
第二节。
Verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
第二节说应当将神的名所得的荣耀归给他。
Verse 2 says that we have to give unto God his glory.
然后下面说以圣洁的装饰来敬拜神。
It says here,with the beauty of holiness.
这个地方讲敬拜神要以圣洁来装饰。
It says here when you worship the Lord, you have to use the beauty of holiness.
我们知道在旷野地
We all know that.
神要以色列百姓做两件事情。
In the wilderness,God wants the Israelites to do two things.
第一个就是给他们诫命、律例、典章来遵守。
And the first one is to give them commandments that they can follow.
第二个就是要他们盖会幕，在会幕里面来敬拜侍奉神。
So the second one is that God wants them to build a tabernacle so they can worship the Lord.
今天我们受洗以后，就是在走这个旷野路。
Today, after we have baptized, we are walking in the wilderness.
神要我们做两件事情。
God wants us to do two things.
在至圣的真道上造就自己。
In the path of holiness, that we have to glorify ourselves.
第二个就是在教会里面来侍奉神、敬拜神。
And the second, we have to worship God and serve God in the church.
那他们在诗篇的这个二十九篇说要敬拜神要以圣洁为装饰。
In Psalm 29, it says that when you worship the Lord, you have to be in the beauty of holiness.
如果我们看英文叫做 beauty of holiness, 就是圣洁的美用这样来敬拜神。
When you see it in English, it says beauty of holiness, which is a...
所以要敬拜神的人他需要穿上圣洁那这是灵里面的一种美这样才能够拜到神。
When you worship the Lord, you have to wear the garments of beauty so that it is some beauty of holiness.
那圣洁这个字大概只有在圣经里面才有用到。
As in the beauty of holiness, it only appears in the Holy Bible.
因为在外面的世界就没有提到所谓圣洁这一件事情。
Because in the outer world,There isn't anything that has mentioned beauty of holiness.
那为什么圣经这么注重圣洁这一句话？
Why would the Bible mention many times about the beauty of holiness?
我们看利未记的二十九章。
Let us look at Leviticus.
十一章，利未记的十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记的十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
四十四节。
Verse 44. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourself, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourself with any creeping things that creeps on the earth.
这个四十四节首先说我是主你的神。
It says here, verse 44.For I am the Lord your God.
他先把神跟我们的关系确定了。
It first confirmed the relationship we have with God.
天上的这一位神就是我们的主人，我们的主宰。
The God in the heaven is our master.
所以他是高高在上。
So he is highly regarded in the heaven.
他是坐在至高的宝座上。
That he is sitting on the highest throne.
他在天上观看世人。
And he's been sitting in heaven and look upon us.
来带领祝福他所喜悦的人。
And guide us, bless us, bless those who he loves.
那如果这个关系确定了
，If this relationship is confirmed,
那下面你们要成为圣洁。
It says here, you should be holy.
就是对我们一个要求。
It is a requirement he wants from us.
所以这个要求是因为我们跟神有建立关系，神才对我们有这个要求。
This requirement is because we have the relationship with God.
所以一个不认识神的人就没有什么圣洁这一句话。
If we don't have the relationship with God, there is no holy of ability of holiness.
那即使一个人认识神，如果他不是很认真想要拜神，他也不会想到圣洁这一句话。
So though a person would not regard so highly to worship God, then he would not think of holiness.
但是如果一个人相信有神，又想要拜神。
So if a person believes in God and he wants to worship God,
那圣洁就是绝对需要的。
Then holiness is required in life.
这里说，因为我是圣洁的。
It says here, because I am holy.
所以圣经里面说，人如果不能，没有圣洁，就不能见神。
In the Bible, it says, if you don't have the holiness, you will not see God.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
他住在众人不能靠近的光里面。
That he has been sitting in the light that nobody can see.
那没有圣洁，我们跟神中间就有一个阻隔。
So if you cannot see God, there is a boundary, a border in between us and God.
那个阻隔就是我们不圣洁。
And that border is that we are not holy.
那如果我们有圣洁，我们对神的敬拜会非常有力量。
If we are holy, we have strength when we worship him.
体验会非常深。
And our experience is deep.With him.
我们现在看以赛亚书里面看撒拉佛怎么在侍奉神。
Let's look at Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二节。
And verse 2.In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne.High and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Verse 2. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And verse 3. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Verse 4. And the posts of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke.
这个地方讲，第一节哈，在讲有两个王。
It says here on verse 1, there are two kings.
还一个是乌西亚王。
One is King Uzziah.
那另外一个是高高坐在宝座上的那一位神。
And the other one is high and lifted up and sitting on the throne.
那乌西亚王死了。
King Uzziah has died.
就是表示虽然他在众人之上，他也会结束。
That means that even though he's above everyone else, but he will die.
但是坐在高高的宝座那个神呢，是永远的。
But the Lord who is sitting on high, that he is forever.
他是荣耀的。
And he is glory.
那他的衣裳遮盖圣殿。
That his garment has covered the whole throne.
就是遮盖在圣殿在敬拜他的人，神的怜悯恩典就覆盖那些敬拜他的人。
That God's grace and his blessing has covered those he loves.
因为他要在圣殿垂听人的祷告祈求。
Because he's sitting on high to listen to the prayer of everyone.
那第二节说撒拉佛在那里侍奉神。
It says here in verse 2, Seraphim was sitting there to worship God.
撒拉佛是一个天使。
Seraphim is an angel.
那这个撒拉佛的意思就是焚烧。
And the meaning of seraphim means burning.
焚烧是什么？
What is burning?
比如说我们看洛杉矶就知道，夏天天气很热，会有火把山头一烧，什么都没有。
As we see, Los Angeles is so hot that if it's in a warm weather and everything on the mountaintop will burn.
所以这个焚烧就是代表洁净，代表圣洁。
This burning.Fire means is holy and sanctified.
撒拉佛在灵里面他是洁净圣洁的。
And seraphim in the spirit is holy.
然后他在服侍神。
And he worship the Lord.
第三节他在呼喊什么？
Verse 3, he cry out.
他说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
这个圣哉就是在赞美神啊，神是圣的。
And this holy is to praise the Lord because Lord is holy.
他是没有罪的。
And he has no sin.
他是荣耀的。
And he is glorified.
哦，那下面说万军的神，他的荣光充满全地。
It says here, verse 3, the whole earth is full of his glory.
那就这么简单的一种啊赞美侍奉。
It is so simple praising.
啊，结果啊，门殿呢、啊？的根基啊，震动啊，圣殿充满着余烟。
That the post of door was shaken by the voice of him.
哦，所以这个侍奉就非常有力量。
And this service is powerful.
哦，所以一个人要侍奉神哦，这个圣洁的美，这是绝对需要的。
If a person wants to worship the Lord, he has to be to have the beauty of holiness.
哦，所以在新约时代啊，保罗在告诉提摩太。
In the New Testament, Paul has told Timothy,
大户人家有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
And in a big house, there's gold, silver, wood, and clay.
就是在人的眼中每个人好像价值不太一样，有是金的、银的
In the eyes of God, in the eyes of man, there is a different values to all the different vessels. There is gold, silver, clay,
或者木做的、瓦做的。
There's wood and there is clay.
当然，瓦做就是最便宜的。
And the clay is the cheapest.
因为到处都是泥土。
And because it's full of mud.
但是在神看来
，But in the eyes of God,
这个贵重的器皿不一定是金的。
This precious vessel might not be gold.
神所要用的是洁净的。
Whatever God wants to use is the one that is sanctified.
就是圣洁。
Which is holy.
这样神才要用他，也才会接受他的侍奉。
God would like to use vessels such as these and accept His prayer.
哦，所以从旧约到新约，这个圣洁是神一贯的要求。
So from Old Testament to New Testament, this is requirement of God to be holy.
哦，所以出埃及记之后就是利未记。
And in Exodus, after Exodus is Leviticus.
啊，那利未记的主题就是圣洁。
And the main theme of Leviticus is holy.
所以旧约的圣洁标准就是神给摩西的一个标准。
And the standard of holy in Old Testament is whatever God has given to Moses.
那我们就看旧约时代的圣洁跟新约时代的圣洁又差在哪里。
Let us look at what's the difference between the holy in the New Testament and Old Testament.
我们看利未记的十一章。
Let us look at Leviticus.Chapter 11.
利未记的十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, say to them.
Okay. 然后再读46节、47节。
And verse 16. 46 and 47. This is the law of the animals and the birds of every living creature that moves in the waters and of every creature that creeps on the earth. 47, to distinguish between the unclean and the clean and between the animals that may be eaten and the animals that may not be eaten.
所以从第一节一直到四十六节神就告诉摩西很多什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
So from verse 1 to verse 46, it says many times, what is clean and what is unclean.
这个洁净的就可以吃。
And the clean one you can eat.
不洁净就不可以吃。
And the one that is unclean you cannot eat.
不洁净的甚至不可以摸。
And the one that is unclean you may not touch.
不洁净甚至不可以靠近。
And you may not get near to it.
所以这个洁净跟不洁净就是遵守神给他们的这个规条。
And the clean and unclean, we all follow the commandments of God.
因为神的话对他们来讲就是代表神的主权。
Because God's word to them is His authority.
所以以色列百姓如果能够顺从神的话，他就可以变成圣洁。
So if Israelite will obey the words of God, they will become holy.
因为他们的身份就是圣洁的国度。
Because their identity is the nations of holiness.
所以神要叫他们有分别。
So God wants to distinguish them.
因此神就给他们一套标准，那照这样去做，你们就有分别，就圣洁。
So God gave them a set of guidelines so they will be holy.
啊，因此以色列百姓啊，跟外邦人有分别。
So there was difference between Israelite and other nations.
啊，不只是身份有分别，而且他们生活也有分别。
It's not only the identity is different, the nations is different too.
啊，生活也有分别。
And the life is different as well.
那生活的分别在哪里？
What is the difference in life?
就是照神的话来生活。
They are to follow the words of God and live.
那这个就是他们的不同。
And these are their differences.
那这个圣洁本身呢，就是分别的意思。
And this distinguishment is
separation.
To separate themselves.
这个叫圣洁。
And this is holy.
啊，所以如果跟没有信的人没有分别，这个叫做世俗。
If you are the same as unbeliever.This is worldly.
哦，那如果跟没有信的有分别，这个叫做圣洁。
If you're different from non-believer, then you are holy.
哦，所以旧约时代这个圣洁的标准哈，就是记载在利未记里面。
In the Old Testament, the standard of holiness is recorded in Leviticus.
那到了新约时代啊，
as in the New Testament,
我们就发现神在讲这个圣洁就不太一样。
We notice that God has different way.To talk about holiness.
好，我们先哥林多前书第二章。
Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 2.
啊，哥林多前书的第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
啊，第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
啊，三十节。
Verse 30.Verse 30, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
31.
Verse 31, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
这个31节说，神使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
It says here in verse 31, he who glories,
let,
And in verse 30, and God let him, God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption become our wisdom.
就是主耶稣变成我们的智慧、公义、圣洁跟救赎。
That Christ Jesus became our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption.
这就是非常大的一个奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
所以在新约时代，有主耶稣，我们就有圣洁。
In New Testament, as we have Jesus Christ, then we have the holiness.
有主耶稣，我们就有智慧。
As we have Jesus Christ, we have wisdom.
有主耶稣，我们就有公义。
As we have Jesus Christ, we have righteousness.
有主耶稣，我们就有救赎。
As we have Jesus Christ, we have redemption.
那倒过来讲，没有主耶稣就没有救赎。
Say there is no Jesus Christ, there will be no salvations.
没有主耶稣就没有智慧。
And as there is no Christ Jesus, there is no wisdom.
没有主耶稣就没有公义。
As there's no Christ Jesus, there's no righteousness.
没有主耶稣就没有圣洁。
As there's no Christ Jesus, there's no sanctification.
那什么叫做主耶稣是我们的圣洁？
What is Christ Jesus that is our sanctification?
所以新约时代，我们要用圣洁的美来装饰自己，来敬拜神。
In the New Testament, we have to use our beauty of holiness to dress on ourselves.
主要就是要在主耶稣里面来敬拜神。
So the most important factor here is to worship Christ Jesus.
在主耶稣里面，我们就有圣洁的美。
In Lord Jesus Christ, we have the beauty of holiness.
我们从三方面来看。
Let us look at in three different perspectives.
第一个就是主耶稣的宝血。
The first one is blood of Jesus Christ.
我们现在来看希伯来书。
Let us look at Hebrew.
希伯来书的第九章。
Hebrew chapter 9.
希伯来书是第九章。
Hebrew chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章
Hebrew chapter 9
22节
Verse 22 Verse 22 And according to the law almost all things are purified with blood and without shedding of blood there is no remission
这个地方说照神的律法要用血罪才可以得洁净
It says here according to the law of God then blood will sanctify you
所以在利未记里面献祭里面如果人犯罪要杀动物 然后用这个血喷在他身上，啊，这样才能够 得洁净。
In Leviticus, the way to remit sins is to kill an animal and use his blood to splatter on your body to remit sins.
但是那只是一个预表。
But that is only a prefiguration.
这个动物的血没有办法真的洁净人的罪。
So the blood of an animal cannot purify man.
真正能洁净人的罪就是义人的血，就是主耶稣本的宝血。
And the true way to purify man is to use the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以旧约的这个救恩的影子和到主耶稣来才实现。
As in the Old Testament is a foreshadow of Jesus, the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看第十章的第一节。第十章希伯来书第十章的第一节。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices.Which they offer continually, year by year, make those who appear approach perfect.
好，那这个一直读下去，我们就知道，真的能够洁净血人的罪，就是主耶稣的宝血。
As you read on, you notice that the only things that can purify man is the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在新约时代接受洗礼，我们才能够罪得赦免。
So in the New Testament, only accepting the baptism of Jesus Christ, then we will be.
那一个很明显，就是在新约时代哈，洗礼完可以得到应许的圣灵。
So as in the New Testament, after we baptize, we'll receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传二章三十八节，受洗罪得赦，就要领受圣灵。
And it says in Acts chapter 2 verse 31, it says if you believe in God, you have to be baptized.
那在旧约时代没有这个应许的圣灵。
And in Old Testament, there's no such promise.
因为在旧约时代没有。主耶稣的宝血这个赦罪的恩典。
Because in Old Testament there is no redemption of Jesus Christ from His blood.
所以我们要在神的面前的敬拜神，第一个就是要主的宝血洁净我们的罪。
So if we want to worship God, that we have to receive the blood of Jesus Christ.
那我们在神的面前良心可以很清洁。
Then in front of God, our conscience will be clean.
那我们就可以再站在神面前侍奉他。
Then we will be able to stand in front of God and worship Him.
好，我们先看再回来看第十章希伯来书第十章。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 10.
第十节，请。
Verse 10. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
那十一节。
Verse 11. And every priest stand ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins.
好，那我们再看二十二节。
Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
这个地方讲我们心中天然的亏欠已经用清水洗净。
It says here our full assurance.Our conscience, evil conscience, have been washed away with pure water.
所以我们就存着清洁的心诚实充足的心来到神的面前。
Then we become filled with the true heart in full assurance and having stand in front of God.
所以耶稣成为我们的圣洁，第一个就是他的宝血真的洗掉我们的罪。
And Jesus Christ has sanctified us through His blood.
那在旧约的圣洁要靠遵守这些条例，这是不可能的。
In Old Testament, in order to be sanctified, you have to follow all the law of God, and this is impossible.
因为犯一条就是犯罪，众条就是罪人，就是不圣洁。
Because as you break one law, then you will be impure because you break all.
那在新约时代是靠恩典。
The New Testament is the period of grace.
信耶稣受洗。
And believe in Jesus Christ and be baptized.
罪得赦免。
And your sins will be remitted.
我们就能够到神的面前来敬拜他。
Then we will be able to come in front of God and worship Him.
所以耶稣是我们的圣洁。
And Jesus Christ is our sanctification.
那第二个，这个圣洁就是靠着主耶稣的话。
And second, to be purified, you have to rely on the words of Jesus Christ.
我们受洗以后，要真的实际上过圣洁的生活，一定要有神主耶稣的话。
After we have baptized, in order to live in a holy life, we have to rely on the word of Jesus Christ.
我们现在看约翰福音十七章。
Let us look at John chapter 17.
约翰的十七章
John chapter 17
十五节到十九节
John chapter 17 verse 15Verse 15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Verse 16, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. 17, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth. Verse 18, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Verse 19, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself,that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣分离的祷告，他最关心两件事情。
And Jesus Christ, his prayer, he concerned only two things.
第一个就是合一。
And first, it all become one.
Unity.
Unity.
第二个就是成圣。
And second is to be holy.
这个是我们今天教会面对的两大问题。
And these are the two issues that our church is facing.
第一个，这么多人怎么合一？
And first of all, there are so many people of us. How can we become unity?
那第二个，活在这个世界上怎么成圣？
Second, as we live in this world, how can we become holy?
所以这变成他在十七章分离祷告的一个重点。
And this is the main point in his prayer on chapter 17.
那今天我们为教会祷告的重点也是这样。第一个，教会要合一。
As we pray in the church, that we have to be one unity.
第二个，教会要成圣。
And second, our church has to become holy.
成圣，神才会同在。
As we are holy, God will abide with us.
那在十五节里面特别说，我不叫你们离开世界。
In verse 15, I ask you not to keep away from the world.
所以成圣不是离开世界。
So become holy is not that you're leaving the world.
所以教会不是盖在山上。
As the church is not built on a mountain.
我们是进入世界里面。
As we are in the world.
不叫我们离开世界。
We are not separating from ourselves to the world.
所以教会都是在人多的地方。
So church has built among people.
那下面说，不要，你们不属世界。
It says here, you are not of the world.
我们住在世界，不属世界，我们属神。
You are living in the world, but you are not of the world, but you belong to God.
那属神的人太少了。
Those who belong to God are not a few.
不属神的太多了。
And those who do not belong to God has many.
属灵的文化一点点。
As the spiritual culture, it's just a little.
属世的文化一大堆。
As there are many of the many cultures of the world.
那在这个挑战之下，怎么成圣？
How do we become holy in this kind of challenge?
所以十七节，求你用真理使他们成圣。
On verse 17, that's what sanctify them by your truth.
就是，所以成圣是什么？照着神的话来想、来说、来做、来活，这样叫做成圣。
How to become holy? Sanctified by God's word, so that you can become holy in your life.
因为神的话是圣的。
Because God's word is holy.
所以一个人如果要成为圣洁，一定要对神的话了解很清楚。
As a person want to be holy, then he has to understand God's word in depth.
不懂得神的话，不可能成为圣洁。
If you do not know God's word, it is impossible that you become holy.
所以圣经才说，我的百姓因为无知而灭亡。
So it says here in the Bible, my citizen is ignorant because he doesn't know they don't know my word.
他们对神不认识。
Because they don't know God.
所以他不晓得神喜欢什么。
So they do not know what God is fond of.
他不晓得神不喜欢什么。
They do not know what God do not like.
他不晓得神认为什么是对的。
They don't know what God thinks is right.
他不晓得神认为什么是错的。
They do not know what God's thing is wrong.
那在这个情况下就不可能圣洁。
So in these situations, it is impossible to be holy.
所以真理是我们成圣的一个工具。
So the truth is a tool that for us to be sanctified.
因此教会在这个世代里面，如果要避免世俗化，需要很有系统的来研究圣经。
So our church, in order to not become secular, we have to research into the word of God.
当然神迹可以让我们知道神是活的。
And God's miracle can let us to know that God is alive.
But if we want to be holy, we need to put
If you want to be holy, you have to research more into God's word.
神的话是两刃的利剑。
Because God is a double-edged sword.
加上圣灵的感动啊，会扎到人的心。
With the motivations of the Holy Spirit, it will go into people's heart.
会让人的罪跑出来。
As our sins will come out from our heart.
所以约翰一书才说，如果我们说没有罪，神就说谎。
So it says here on 1 John that if we are righteous, that we're lying.
如果我们说没有，我没有罪，神就说谎。
If you say that you do not have sin, then you are lying.
所以在神的眼中，我们都有罪啊。但是为什么我没有感觉呢
？In God's eye, we are sinner.
下面说，真理就不在他心里。
It says here, truth is not in his heart.
因为那个标准，那个光没有进去。
Because light is not in your heart.
所以真理一进去，标准一进去，罪就出来。
As truth has gone into your heart, then you have the truth.
那怎么办呢？罪出来怎么办呢
？So as you have the sins, what happened? What are you going to do?
接下去说，我们承认自己对神是信实的，他就要赦免我们的罪。
That we have to admit that God is faithful, then we have to recognize our sin.
那这样我们就变圣洁了。
Then we become holy.
所以没有那个标准，进到里面。没有办法知道罪。
As you don't have a guideline in your heart, then you wouldn't know the sin.
所以成圣一定要有神的话。
As you want to become holy, you have to have the word of God.
主耶稣是我们的圣洁。
And Jesus Christ is our sanctification.
因为他的话会洁净我们。
Because his word will sanctify us.
没有神的话，我们不可能是没有罪的。
As you do not know the word of God, it is impossible that we do not have sin.
那在我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's look at First Thessalonians.
在这个世代里面，最大的挑战是什么
？What is the biggest challenge in the world？
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let us look at First Thessalonians chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
第四节。
Was for that each of you should know how to possess his own vessels in sanctification and honor. Was five, not in passions of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God.
这个地方讲说我们的生活不要放纵私欲。
It says here our life should be abstained from sexual immorality.
私欲，第五节。
That was five that we should not be in the passions of lust.
邪情。像那不认识神的外邦人，就是他没有标准的。
Just like the Gentiles who do not know God because they don't have a standard.
他是顺从心里的喜好去想。
They go with whatever is in their heart.
那神的旨意就是要成为圣洁。
And God's words is for you to be holy.
远避淫情。
That and stay away from sin.
所以有神的话，我们就知道对错很清楚。
As we have the word of God, we are clear of what God's want in us.
第三个
，and the third point，
主耶稣是我们的圣洁，就是因为他的圣灵。
And Jesus Christ is our sanctification because of His Holy Spirit.
圣灵会洁净我们。
Holy Spirit can sanctify us.
所以圣经说，因为圣灵的感动以致成为圣洁。
That in Bible that you have the movement from Holy Spirit and you become sanctified.
我们常常祷告，这个圣灵会感动我们。
As we pray often, then we'll have the movement from the Holy Spirit.
那我们良心变成很敏感。
And our conscience become sensitive.
很容易来知道罪。
That we know sin.
那如果没有圣灵的感动有时候我们对罪非常迟钝。
As we don't have the movement from Holy Spirit, then we are blunt to the sin.
所以有时候我们在这个神训班里面看到有的青年认真祷告被圣灵充满他自然就知道要认罪
As in the theological seminars all those youth who pray very earnestly and they become known of the sin
因为圣灵会感动我们为罪自己责备自己
As they are moved by the Holy Spirit they become conscious of their sin
所以圣灵充满的人他如果没有悔改他睡不着觉良心不会平安的
And those who have the Holy Spirit but they did not pray then they will have a sleepless night.
因为神的灵是圣洁的，跟罪是不能够同时存留在内心。
because God's Spirit is holy that can't stay with sin in your heart.
哦，但是如果我们有罪没有悔改又没有感觉，就是圣灵没有充满。
As we have a sin but we do not repent, that means we are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
好，我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
第四章，对不起。
Isaiah chapter 4.
第三节跟第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3, and it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. Verse 4, when the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst.
这个地方说，主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵，将锡安女子的污秽洗去。
It says here, God has used His spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning to purge the blood of Jerusalem.
这个锡安就是代表教会。
And Zion represents church.
这个教会的污秽就是用焚烧的灵来洗去。
As the dirtiness of church is washed by the spirit of burning.
所以这神的灵很有力量，我们里面的杂质罪在祷告之后就渐渐会洁净。
As the spirit of God is full of power, as after we pray, then all our filth will be washed away.
所以我们常常在这属灵的聚会里面经过一段时间的祷告之后，我们教会里面就越看到神的同在。
As we in a spiritual congregations, after we pray, we are filled with the Holy Spirit because we can see God.
因为这是一个焚烧的灵，洁净教会的一个灵。
Because this is a spirit of burning, it is a spirit that can sanctify the church.
那圣灵把神的本性浇灌在我们心里。
As Spirit has showered onto us.
那个神的本性就是圣洁。
As God's nature is sanctification.
所以这个圣灵一直浇灌之后，我们自然内心就很洁净。
As we are showered with the Holy Spirit, then our heart is sanctified.
所以耶稣在新约时代就是我们的圣洁。
And Jesus Christ in the New Testament is our sanctification.
第一个就是他的宝血洁净。
First is because of his blood.
第二个就是他真理的洁净。
And second is the truth of Christ Jesus.
第三个就是圣灵的更新。
And third is a renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们有圣洁的美在敬拜神就会有很多的体验。
Then we have the beauty of holiness in God. Then we'll have a lot of experience with God.
好，来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们大概还有两个半月会有灵恩布道会。
And we still have 2.5 months away from the spiritual convocation.
从圣经看起来，每一个属灵复兴都是经过悔改。
From the Bible, all the spiritual resurrections is from repentance.
差不多没有经过悔改，没有属灵的复兴。
So if you don't have the resurrections of the repentance, then you don't have.
那悔改就是知罪、认罪、除罪。
Repentance is to know sin and get rid of sin,
使我们更加的圣洁
so that we can be sanctified.
那神就会越与我们同在同工
and God will be with us and abide in us.
因为神是圣洁的
because God is holy.
所以我们在预备灵恩布道会常我们来思考这个题目
As we are preparing for the spiritual convocations, let us reflect on this topic.
那请我们做两件事情。
And we have to do two things.
第一个就是带慕道朋友来参加聚会。
And the first one, you have to bring some friends to come.
第二个，请我们常常为灵恩布道会祷告。
And second, you have to pray often for a spiritual convocation.
流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
You have to spread your seed and harvest.
所以让我们一起来努力，来预备我们的灵恩布道会。
Let us work hard together and prepare for the spiritual convocation.
那我们最后为我们厄万教会的圣工来代祷。
And lastly, let us pray for the ministering work in the church.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.